Welcome to another episode of our lesson in General Purposive Communication. In today's lesson, I will identify the various communication modes and how they help in expressing one's communicative intent. Specifically, I will show the importance of face-to-face, audio, virtual, text-based, and other forms of communication, particularly in targeting different types of audiences in local and global settings. So what is communication mode? Communication mode refers to the channel through which one expresses his or her communicative intent. It is the medium through which one conveys his or her thoughts. Views or feelings can be communicated through face-to-face interaction, video, or audio. The mode may also be text-based. The most common of all these modes is the face-to-face interaction. It is an informal or casual conversation between two or more people. People engage in social conversations to establish relationships or maintain them. It is one way of gaining new acquaintances or friends. How to speak, what to speak, when to speak, and whom one is speaking are all important considerations in building relationships. How then do you initiate conversations? Faced with a group of new people who you do not know in a social gathering, you should be able to begin a conversation. You will be able to test the saying, first impressions last. In this case, depending on the kind of impression you leave to your audience, you create either a positive or a negative image of yourself. One advantage of face-to-face interaction is that, aside from directly hearing the message being conveyed, you are able to note visual cues through facial expressions, gestures, movements, or even objects or realia from the persons you are communicating with. The word suggests, be brave enough to start a conversation that matters. This simply means that even if the people surrounding you in a social event are strangers to you, you need to be confident enough to meet new faces and initiate an interesting conversation. But what kind of topics matter to strangers you are meeting for the first time? In a social gathering like a wedding, for instance, you do not dwell on topics that are never-ending in nature. You do not discuss politics and religions, as these are sensitive issues that may impinge on one's beliefs and practices. Instead, start a conversation focusing on what you experience at the moment. Ambience or atmosphere of the wedding reception, music, food, relationship to the bride or groom. These are topics sufficient until the reception ends. Note that one topic may lead to another. You should be able to hold a conversation at a social event without offending the other party. In other words, topic initiation should be followed by topic maintenance, topic change or shift, and finally, topic closure. Margaret J. Wheatley states, all social change begins with a conversation. Indeed, this is so especially if that one single and simple conversation blossoms into a deeper contact. Eventually, you and your newfound friend may find yourselves enjoying each other's company, sharing the same interests, and deciding to work on some significant projects. Later on, all of this will result in changes that yield profound social consequences. As Diana Wheatley aptly puts it, meaning is made in conversation, reality is created in communication, and knowledge is generated through social interaction. Language is the vehicle through which we create our understanding of the world. Another mode of communication is video. Web cameras are used so that two or more people who cannot interact face-to-face can communicate. If there are no technical glitches encountered, this could be a very effective mode of communication, especially for people separated by distance. For example, you may engage in a conversation via Skype with your loved ones, especially during significant, meaningful, or memorable occasions. You are able to hear clearly the voice and see up close the face of your beloved. Other electronic applications that allow video calls are Viber, WhatsApp, Apple FaceTime, and Facebook Messenger, among others. In more formal settings, people can also engage in video conferencing. While this is a convenient communication mode for people who want to reach out to each other despite distance, a disadvantage is the time zone difference between countries. In this case, one of them should make the necessary adjustments to pave the way for a successful communication. The third mode of communication is audio. Audio means transmitted sound. Thus, in this mode of communication, only the voice of the speaker is heard. Ordinarily, someone's voice is heard through the telephone or an answering machine when the other party is not able to answer a call. In Skype, when a person cannot be contacted or is not online, a voice message or voicemail can be sent. An obvious downside of this mode is that being able to see the body language or cues of the person you are talking to. The audio communication mode is quite difficult, especially if you are listening to people with different accents. For instance, in relation to the world English's paradigm, other speakers of English apart from those who speak it as a native language may find it peculiar listening to the accent of Filipinos. Some Filipinos are not able to distinguish the sound of long E and short E in English words, as in the words sin, nakasalanan, and seen, which is a past participle form of the verb see. Some are not able to produce the sound of hard and soft TH and simply substitute the as the word those, THOSE, and dos, DOS. S and thing, THING, and ting, TING. Some also interchange v with b and f and p, as in valley and ball, and fan and pun. The fourth and last mode is text-based communication, such as email, facsimile, text messaging, and instant messaging. Social networking sites such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram likewise offer text-based interaction. While text-based communication mode does not originally provide video and audio benefits, it has a wider reach and can disseminate information to a bigger audience quickly. The last three modes are all virtual in nature. Those engaged in communication are able to hear or see each other in real time, simulating the actual physical setting. So, those are the different modes of communication. It can be made face-to-face, video, audio, or text-based communication mode.